Instead of giving you a speech, as you know, we have a bill in the Senate, and it's going to be heard in Representatives Hall, which is a big place, take about 400, 500 people. So I'd like to just tell you, if you come to that, and if you want to speak, that's perfectly all right. But if somebody has gotten up ahead of you and said what you want to say, then the absolute best thing you could do would just be to say something like, well, I completely agree with the position taken by whoever it is, and I want to be on record as such, and then sit down. And the reason I say that is because the chairman of that committee, it's going to be heard in the Judiciary Committee, and the chairman has asked that we do what we can to hold down the duplication. There are a number of people who are going to get up and speak, and they're very good. And some of them are here today. And I would like, I'm going to send a list to Chairman Hood, because the other way of handling it is they're going to give 3 minutes to everybody. And as somebody who listens to this stuff for a lot, I can tell you it gets really boring. And it's important that we get more time for a couple of people who are going to try to make really strong points. Now, I don't have to sell you on why Northern Pass is bad. I'd be up here forever. But I urge you, if you, it's at all possible for you to come to this hearing, please do so. Please be respectful and polite, because there's nothing worse than when it goes the other way, and you might turn some heads the wrong way. We have a better than even chance in the Senate. This is an issue. The bill is on eminent domain, and it basically denies the use of eminent domain to a private company. It's designed to make Article 12A of our Constitution the same as our body of law. That's all we're trying to do. And the fact that it impinges upon the Northern Pass project, well, that's the way it is. But it's important that we get this thing done and that we get this thing passed, because it will prevent, as I'm sure other people are going to tell you, if Northern Pass succeeds, make no mistake about it, this is going to be a corridor. And after one, there'll be another one. And after that, there'll be another one. And so you may not see it, and your children will see it, and your grandchildren definitely will see it. So they're going to, you know, if the thing succeeds, they're going to destroy everything that those of us who live up here, and those of you who live down below, everything we've worked for. So, you know, please come if you can. And if you speak, please be brief and be polite. Thank you.
What's the date?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Thursday, May 19th at 1:15 p.m. in Concord. The State House is, I think, 107 North Main Street. There's a big gold dome. You can see it from the highway. You won't miss it, believe me. Yeah.
Will Abbott with the Ford Society has also suggested that it may not be that good of a deal to come in orange. He was like waving it at one point. He made the same point like you did: don't repeat yourself a million times. And he said some people, the eminent domain is so drilled and so grounded within the citizen of New Hampshire, we don't necessarily need to bring the orange. And I don't know what would your recommendation be.
Well, the Senate committee is expecting to see a lot of us in orange.
Okay.
And I honestly have huge respect for Will. In fact, he would be one of the ones that I would hope is going to be speaking.
Okay.
But I honestly don't think that wearing orange or not is going to make a difference.
Okay.
Wearing orange shows solidarity. Now, most of us who are going to be there, I'm on science and tech, in the House and the House of Representatives, and we had a hearing, and it was huge. There were about, I think, seven people that spoke for the bill, and I stopped counting at 80. It was obvious. Well, the way it passed the House was pretty obvious, and the governor knows that. So I think the governor is going to be very curious how it gets, what happens in the Senate. And the best showing we make, the better the showing, the better our case is to kill this thing now before it even gets started. Yeah, in the back.
You have a crystal ball. Are you getting vibes from the Senate as to which way this might be going?
No, I really don't. But then again, I thought it would get through the House, but I had no idea it was going to be by the majority. It was. For those of you who don't know, the bill passed the House 51-317. It was the largest majority of a controversial bill ever. Wow. So, and my...
There was one question in the back.
Yeah?
Larry, are there any other special interest groups that are going to be there that are against us?
So far as... So far as I know, the people that we're going to be up against, one is Donna Gamash. She's the lobbyist for PSNH, and she works for them. She's a very intelligent lady and a very worthy adversary for us. You're going to see a fellow named Merrifield. I think he is the mayor of Franklin. The town manager of Franklin will be opposed to us. And there may be one or two others.
But there's no other groups of people with other agendas other than the Northern Valley that are going to be against us because of eminent domain?
Not that I know of. But I don't, obviously. I'm a member of the House of Representatives. I'm not a member of the Senate. We have a member of the Senate who was a co-sponsor on the bill, and I know a couple of senators pretty well. And I've asked them that very question. And so far, we know of nobody. However, I got to point this out to everybody. The chairman of Judiciary that is hearing the bill, Senator Matt Hood, his district includes Franklin. So that's why I say it's very important to be careful about this. Any other questions?
How about written statements?
Yes. Written statements will help, and the people to send it to are the senators, the state senators. Of course, you can send it to your U.S. senators and congressmen and the governor. We've met with the governor twice, but obviously he hasn't killed this thing. So,
you have one more question back, Sandy Danis?
Yes, just one question. At the House hearing, Donna Gamash and Merrifield made this very much a Northern Pass issue. I think if you were saying that you really should be focusing any comments on eminent domain, will the Judiciary Committee halt people if Donna Gamash brings it in that direction as she did in the hearings at the House level? And again, if Merrifield comes up because his interest is going to be that this is Northern Pass, it's important to him and Franklin. And, you know, I don't, as you say, we don't want people coming up and speaking up against Northern Pass, it's about eminent domain. How would that be handled in that setting?
I don't know what he's going to do. One of the arguments that I've used, and you're welcome to use it as you wish, one of the representatives who was opposed to us was a guy named Representative Nick Levasseur. I won't say that he only made two hearings last year, and those were on his bill, but but if you looked it up, I think he made a point that he didn't think that it was right because he thought the bill was aimed at Northern Pass. And I've said, no, it isn't. I was planning to bring up, actually, I was planning to do this bill next year. And every time you have a problem in a state where government has to make a law, it's a reaction to some problem. Because if there are no problems, we wouldn't need any laws. You know, if nobody ever killed anyone, we wouldn't need a law against murder. So my point here only is that that wasn't the primary focus of the bill. It still isn't, in my judgment. But responding to a problem is not a bad thing. It's what you kind of want us to do, I think. I mean, that's what we're elected to do, is to fix problems. Thank you.
Thank you.